Dear Yves.
Hi.
How are you?
You know what? Yeah, I'm good.
It's been a minute.
It has. How are you doing?
I'm actually, honestly, if I could get into it, no, I'm fine, thanks.
And before we get any further into this podcast, I want to do something we don't usually do.
Oh my God.
I have a question to ask you.
Anything.
What is this?
This?
Yeah.
This is your worst nightmare.
Getting an email 10 minutes before you're applying to finish up your workday?
No!
No?
It's even worse than that.
What is it?
It's the podcast Selling Sunset.
Oh.
Based off the TV series Selling Sunset, which does be on the Netflix.
It does, and we are on season 6, episode 8, and this episode's called Brie Bites Back.
And I do be biting into Brie.
Yeah, this is a Brie that's got a little chili in it. Something a little spicy.
Is it softer than that? Then it's a camembert.
Is it?
I don't know. They're similar.
They are, and both delicious.
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
We love cheese.
This is a cheese podcast brought to you by cheese.
Thanks, cheese. So from the last episode, what happened was Nicole and Chrishell got really into it, and Chrishell made a comment that Nicole may be on drugs. And any references that we make to the fact that Nicole may be on drugs on this podcast are jokes, obviously.
Yeah, we can't avoid it. It's a very great topic to make jokes about.
Exactly.
We don't know if anyone's on drugs. That's none of our business.
No.
Share them around. Yeah, so we're still spilling over from last week. Mary's still comforting Nicole, and she's like, well, you said it was below the belt. And then Nicole's like, why did I say that was below the belt? I don't know. Everything?
Yeah.
Everything was mean?
It was great to see Mary sort of finally say to Nicole, now, you know what? You haven't been a fucking angel either, babes. This whole time you've actually been a little bit worse, and maybe Chrishell this time went further than she should have. But also, just, we'll go into this in more detail later, but how seriously Nicole is taking this is a bit mental.
We've all said things we may later regret in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, she was just like, oh, you're acting like you're on drugs. You just go, well, I'm not.
Yeah. Haha, I'm not. And famously never have been.
Yeah.
Chelsea did a great bit of talking through the side of your mouth acting. She's like, well, if I was on drugs.
Yeah.
It was really good. It really
sent me. One of our only Chelsea being kind of fun. Like, every so often Chelsea has her moments where you're funny and you're smart, but then she ruins it by being a fucking bitch to Brie.
If she just tips the balance and just does not be a bitch, then she'd be a good character.
Yeah. And Nicole is like, when Mary's like, well, you brought up Chrishell's reputation as a real estate agent and all the rest, and Nicole's like, well, one thing's true and the other isn't. It's like, but that's really not the point. Like, you're both doing shitty things.
Yeah.
Like, you believe what you're saying about Chrishell is true, and Chrishell probably believes what she said about you is true.
Yeah. Chrishell at one point said, honestly, this is more embarrassing if she isn't on drugs. And she acts like that. She absolutely stuck the knife in.
She really did. And at the end of that little scene, Mary comes back and she's like, oh my God, I'm so over it. She comes back to the other girls and she's like, oh, I'm so over it. And there's 5 minutes of shots of Chrishell looking unbothered and Mary looking pissed as fuck.
Yeah.
They're just back and forth, dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun.
Mary's so unconvincing. She's like, guys, stop. Come on, quit it. Like, she's not good at quelling the beef.
Nah.
Emma at one point was like, she just needs to take a chill pill. She's not going to take a chill pill, Emma. She doesn't do drugs.
Emma, once again, choosing her words very well.
Love Emma.
We do. So, morning after, the night before.
Onto boobs and breakfast.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Chrishell's like, oh, come in. I've already made coffee in an espresso.
Yeah, that makes itself and poorly. They're like, what is vegan butter? Oh, what would that be? It's flora.
Yeah, it's made
just
with
flora.
Fucking sunflower oil
it's
or whatever.
Made with floors.
Someone, I don't know who it was, thinking about Emma, was like, I make a sick avocado toast.
What a flex. I make the best beans. Okay.
Such an easy thing to do. I think the main moment for me of this was just all the flies.
It's like, Lord of the bloody flies and ladies of the manor.
So many flies.
I was like, girls, get a citronella.
What's that?
That's the lemony candle that gets rid of them, like I had in my garden.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah. I want one.
Citrus. I'll give you one.
Little We're sponsored by citronella.
This podcast brought you by citronella.
So they're like, oh my God, it's a fly. And Chelsea swallows a fly. And honestly, once again, that's Davina. Davina is astral projecting into a fly.
I'm going to get in there.
And you know how I know it was Davina? Because at the end of that segment, they play the little clan music that they always play for Davina. Davina astral projected herself as a fly into Chelsea's mouth.
She comes out. She's like, yo, your insides are absolutely fucked. I miss Davina.
We missed Davina so much. That was kind of it, right?
Yeah, they ate breakfast, in summary.
Yeah.
They ate.
Sis, they ate.
No crumbs. They go to Elvis's honeymoon house.
Yeah.
And we were introduced by some horrific royalty-free Elvis music.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad.
We're going to the house.
Gonna look at all the house.
That was it. Uh-huh. Your home. Chriselle says, in the South, we love Elvis, Jesus, and horses. And I have my horses with me, Emma and Heather. My little horses.
All my horses. Brie walked in like it was a hobbit house. Did you see that?
Yeah.
The house was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
It had these giant doors, and then like a smaller door opened within it. She was the right height to get through, but still like ducked down.
She was like, I know what I need to do to make everything seem smaller than it actually is. She's an actor.
She's used to doing that with Nick Cannon's ego. Let's go.
Whoa.
I don't even know if he has an ego. Anyway.
Emma's the personification of that meme, the, oh my gosh, she's so crazy, I love her. You know, that one where, like, the girl is at the fridge, she's got, like, a frozen peas on her head.
She's so crazy.
She, like, gets up into the oven hood, she's like, take a picture.
Instagram. It's probably on Insta.
It probably is.
The gist of the house was that Elvis and Priscilla had their honeymoon there, so they probably spent, like, a week there, maybe a little more. And there's, like, a picture of them in the fucking kitchen, like, they're really bigging up this whole, like, the house no way looks the same.
Probably not.
Interior, really.
Yeah. They're really...
Like, is that a selling point? That, like, someone famous once took a shit here. They didn't die while they were doing it.
Sadly, it probably is.
It's going for, like, nearly 6 mil. 5 points.
We'll just put our money together and get it.
Oh, fine.
Back to the other house that they were in.
I do like that we haven't been in the office in, like, 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 1 episode, but yeah.
Nice to get away from the office, you know?
Just get out and see the world. Yeah, we go back poolside.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, who said last episode that she's taking it easy on drinking, is firmly back on the sauce after last night. Having a daytime margarita like it's nobody's business.
Chelsea turns up, has a margarita as well.
Looked incredible.
Yeah,
they all are keeping it tight.
They are.
Where do they get the time?
I don't know, because they're so busy.
They're so busy.
So they arrive, and then Nicole comes along then afterwards, just to really...
Nicole stomps on over, and she's been busy.
She has.
She's wearing the ugliest bikini top I've ever seen. It was like a boob tube had been cut out of, like, my old school pinafore.
Yeah.
Like, it was ugly. It was ugly. I'm sorry. No drip.
She's casually taking off her pants, or trousers, to get into her bikini bottoms, and she's just like, well, I went and got a drug test.
Just... Dropped the information like she did the trousers.
I've got the paper with me that says I got a drug test. It doesn't say what the results were. It just says this person has taken a drug test.
If we can talk about the mental gymnastics for that to happen. Like, for someone to be like, you're on drugs. You're like, no, I'm not. And then to go and drop cash on a test to prove in 48 hours, so you don't even have an answer yet, that you weren't on drugs on that day.
It's...
That's so silly.
So bizarre.
These women have too much money. And urine.
But it seems like only Nicole is the one who would do that. Chelsea, it was very funny in the interview chair. She's like, if someone called me a druggie, I would have just been like, okay, and kept my day rolling because I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Like, correct.
That was the line of the episode.
Nicole's like, oh my God, my reputation. And like, hasn't she been calling Chriselle's reputation into question constantly?
Her career. I don't know. This is whack behavior. Why would you ever go do anything in like a clinic? That you didn't, like, just prove a point.
It's fucking stupid.
I wouldn't even open a spreadsheet to prove a point. Like, get alive.
And she's like, let's continue on like a normal day where I've just gone and done a completely unnecessary drug test and told my friends I'm going to call a lawyer on their other friends. Like,
so stupid. Oh, I hated it. And then Mary just did her textbook walk away. Yeah. She didn't want to be there. And she had her little handbag beside the pool. So she had to stand up in her little bikini, get her little margarita, get her little tiny handbag, and like strut into the house in flip flops.
Like, the flip flops are like smacking on the path the whole way.
She walks past.
The horses.
I was just doing that, like holding a horse's reins in my Fitbit, just went 10,000 steps.
Oh, nice.
Great to get the steps in.
We go back to the Elvis house. Heather and Brie are having a chat. Basically, Heather lets Brie know that they spoke about Brie last night.
She's like, storm's coming.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Chelsea was talking about you again last night. I let her know that I spoke to you. Blah, 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 blah. Let's just fill in the blanks so that when Brie arrives at dinner, they can have a Barney.
Yeah, it was like clearing the air. Like, by the way, I did this and maybe I shouldn't have, but there you go.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. And you can't get mad at me because I'm pregnant.
But she was right. Heather was right to do that.
Yeah, I think fair enough. She gave her a little heads up.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Brie needs a heads up. I think she's always very...
Brie's together.
She's ready to go.
We like Brie.
Yeah, we like Brie.
Back to the South... whatever house they were in, Palm Springs, was that it?
Yep. Amanda finally made it.
She did.
Thank God. She got a sitter in for the kids.
She did. We missed her.
Yeah.
They all get together and then go out for dinner. Like, they have a little chat. It's kind of boring.
Yeah. This poor schmuck is, like, driving them around in, like, a... just a big van, really.
Yeah.
And he's, like, you get him in the corner of the shot, like, holding the door open, and he's just a dad. he shouldn't be there. He shouldn't be in the frame.
He's probably getting paid well, though.
I hope they tip him.
I think one of the reasons I like Brie, I've got plenty of reasons I like Brie, but one of the reasons I like Brie is when they're doing like group shots of them all walking into a place. For a second, I think she might be Davina. Because the only one with the dark hair.
They have the same shape face as well.
I'm like, oh my God, is it? Oh, it's Brie, but still I like Brie, so it's fine.
Predictions, are we getting another Davina before the end of the series?
Yes.
Do you know that?
No. Mm. I'm just predicting that we will get Davina once more.
Here's my issue. There's a lot of beef going on, and while that's fun to watch, we need the stupidity, no offense, of Davina.
We need her pratfalling into shot sometimes.
Yeah, and just saying things like, oh, cool. Like, she's the best one to make fun of.
She'll be back. I have hope.
And I say that out of love.
We do. We love you, Davina, if you're listening.
Give Davina a spin-off. Okay. So they go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole didn't do herself any favours. She ordered a big plate of drugs for dinner. You just did a drug test and no one's going to believe you.
She's like, the drug test says I'm clean. While she's like shoveling them in.
Eating pills, like crunching on them. Very Moorish.
And they kind of fill in Brie and Amanda about what happened the night before at the dinner table before Chriselle and Emma arrived.
As if they didn't speak in the car when they arrived over text.
But also, would you not do it like to the side? Like not while Nicole and everyone else are sitting there just like BT dubs.
By the way, everyone thinks Nicole's on drugs. And Nicole's like, oh, you guys. Holding her little sheet of paper that says, I did a test.
Yeah, and like Nicole tells everyone, I did a drug test. Sorry. And Brie laughs in her face.
Because it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It's just not the logical thing to do.
No. Emma and Chriselle turn up. Emma's like, the party has arrived. And Heather is so in face like, did you guys drink beforehand? And Emma's like, yes, we did.
I fucking love Emma. I love her. I think, Emma and Chriselle are my favourite duo at the moment.
Me too.
They're just fun-loving gals.
They are. They're having a great time.
With adjoining rooms.
Yeah.
When Chriselle and Emma arrive, Nicole's there and her head is just buried in her phone settings. She's like, oh, I just need to check that my Wi-Fi... Like, she had nowhere to look, so she took out her phone.
Just checking my Excel spreadsheets.
I enjoy that. Oh, the weather's picking up. Like, she had nowhere to look.
Let me check Threads.
Oh, God. Heaven forbid.
Brie then has a little chat to everyone in the group, but mainly to Chelsea, to be like, stop bringing me up. Get my name out your mouth.
Get my name out of your filthy little mouth.
Like, the thing is, she doesn't need to have an opinion on Brie's family.
Yeah, I think they all talk about each other a lot, always, but I think Brie has no time for it, which, can you change the format of the show? Not really.
No.
But I think it's because Chelsea's saying mean things.
Yeah, and it's like, they all... are a bit perplexed by Brie's situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not being fucking shitty about it. Where Chelsea is like, oh, the kids, they don't have a father.
Yeah. Not my man.
Yeah.
My Jeff.
Ugh, God.
I think I will never
remember his name.
You can, I do, because he looks like a Jeff. You can just quietly not be sure of something.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now about toasted ham and cheese croque monsieur.
Whoa.
I don't think there's any resolve for this beef is what's annoying me. So they're just going to keep rehashing the beef.
Yeah, I think there is a resolve. The resolve is Chelsea goes, I'm sorry for having shitty opinions about you and your family, and I don't have to understand it, but I have to accept it. But it seems like she just doesn't accept
it. She will never do that.
Yeah,
she can just stop talking about it, but I don't know if she will, because she loves throwing a little swipe.
Mm. Chelsea says something, and I didn't catch it. She just said something fucking shitty, and Brie takes a fucking 5-minute break to take a bite of steak, have a sip of an espresso martini and like stare at Chelsea the whole time. I really enjoyed that sequence.
Really good editing. Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah, but Brie is completely right. Like, don't comment on her family. Don't be shit. You don't have to understand.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Everyone's busy. They should be selling house. I don't know what they're doing. But like, do that. Don't worry about it.
Chelsea's just digging a hole, and in a moment, one moment she's like I said, and then says nothing.
It's like I always say. All right, guys, that's it. Yeah, I think it was another spoiled evening as well. Mm. Like, how many times have these girls sat down to break bread and, like, no one ends up staying for the full meal? Just get your dessert.
Yeah, well, Bree is like, I'm done. I want to go home. And she gets up and she leaves.
And Heather left in solidarity. Mm-hmm. Probably just tired, though. You know when someone leaves, you're like, I better go after them. And you're just like, oh, I just want to leave. Oh, I'll check in on them.
Heather's like, a great excuse to get the fuck out of here.
There's just too many beefs. I wrote down beef chart question mark, but I think it's just Nicole and Chriselle never gonna
have common ground. Forever.
Chelsea and Bree, maybe a small chance they can get along. I think potentially. While they never talk about anything personal in their lives.
Potentially.
Doable.
Thing about this, I enjoyed this episode, but it was like a drama episode. There wasn't so much stuff to make fun of.
Yeah. Apart from the fact that someone's on drugs, maybe.
And I enjoy Brie. I think she's fucking cool.
Yeah. If you were to do power rankings, Brie's close to the top.
Definitely. I think she's... Yeah, she just seems like a cool dude, you know?
She's cool. Just a cool dude. She's cool. And a dude.
What do you think's going to happen next?
We're going to rehash these beefs multiple more times. Davina's not going to come back.
Ugh.
Yeah, three episodes to go. We thought there was only 10, it's actually 11.
Yeah, so which is kind of upsetting.
It's too much, isn't
it? I mean, we love this show so much. Oh, please keep listening.
It's too much.
It's a little much. I think you're probably right. We're going to continue to rehash beefs. I think Jason's going to continue to not get involved.
Not getting involved.
Nicole will...
Maybe get the drug test back.
Get her drug test results back. Like, well, look at this. It says I wasn't on drugs at that time, so if I guess they actually, you're wrong.
If she never mentions the results of the drug test, it means she was on drugs, which I'm looking forward to.
Or she has just this photoshopped piece of paper.
It's like, not on her handwriting scrawled. No, not on anything.
It's just clip art and something done in Word.
Picture of her, like, yeah, she's totally fine.
Looking forward to seeing what happens next, I guess.
Yeah. I'll see you there.
I'm like, what's going to happen next? It feels like everything has happened.
Maybe another character comes.
Another character is going to arrive.
Absolute characters. Who knows? There's three more episodes.
Yeah, they've got to fill it with something. This feels like we got to the main point of the series, and now it's just going to be like, all right.
The trickle-down effect.
I guess we'll see.
The aftershock.
And we hope you'll come see it with us.
Oh, let's stay on this voyage through life.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Come here. I'll talk to you soon.
Come here. Go on.
See you. Bye.
Bye.